The White House says it's going ahead with General John Allen's nomination to NATO commander now that he has been cleared of professional misconduct charges, or rather, allegations. Allen came under Pentagon scrutiny as he became swept up in a sex scandal that forced retired General David Petraeus to resign as CIA director. A suicide bomber has struck in northern Iraq. An Iraqi military commander tells reporters a man detonated his explosive belt as mourners were gathered for a funeral at a mosque in the disputed city of Tuz-Kermato. He says dozens of people were wounded. In New Jersey, voters overwhelmingly approve of Republican Governor Chris Christie's criticism of House GOP leaders holding up federal aid for victims of Hurricane Sandy. That is according to a new Quinnipiac University poll. NPR's Esfi Date has details.
79% of voters support Christie's fierce attacks on his own party's congressional leadership, including 70% of New Jersey Republicans. Christie was urged by many Republicans to run for president last year, but ultimately did not get in the race. He is seeking re-election to a second term as governor this November. The Quinnipiac poll finds that 68% of voters believe he deserves another term and that he leads potential Democratic challengers by 2-to-1 margins. The survey sampled more than 1,600 voters with a 2.4% margin of error. Esfi Date, NPR News.
U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow gaining 80. It's at 13,792. NASDAQ up 15 points at 3,158. S&P 500 up 3 at 1,496. I'm Lakshmi Singh.